Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. And we will start as always by introducing ourselves. And here is my lovely, amazing co-host, DC Love, to tell you all about herself.
Good afternoon, Barbara. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's always a blessing to connect with you. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, as well as being a divine healer and empath. I'm also an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, and I'm sure there are a few more. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me. She really did. And we've been together ever since. And the really amazing thing is Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side, they go through it continually. To me, it looks like a revolving door. My chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source, and it really provides me with the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. I am so blessed. And prior to doing these these beautiful things that I'm doing and helping people, I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am. But more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to as well. It's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good afternoon, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a soul evolution contract rewriter, an energy upcycling practitioner, a conscious channel, a speaker, and an author, among other things. My journey has been about finding myself, finding my truth, understanding my life, and it has been an absolutely amazing journey, and I have loved it, and I now love me. And my life is so much better. And so I help other people to evolve, to become who they are truly meant to be. You can learn more about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And if you have any questions, there are lots of ways to contact me from the website. So it is time for us to hear some messages. What do you have for us today, DC?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, Ginger's coming forward, and she's reminding everyone to plan ahead. She's saying, guys, remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. So, this is your opportunity. Call in, join Barbara and my mom, DC, as they channel messages from Jesus and other divine beings. They can really help you. They'll help you to let go of your fears and the emotions that may be holding you back, and you'll have the confidence needed to go forward on your journey. So please, don't miss the boat. They're here to help you to build your future on high ground. No matter the storm, they're going to help. All you have to do is call in. It's so easy. And if you do call in, don't forget to press 1. So that's Ginger's little message, Barbara. And Wayne Dyer just stopped by to say hello. He said he's just going to listen. But he wants to remind everyone that peace is the process of retraining your mind to accept life as it is rather than you think it should be. And he's just going to sit here and enjoy the show. And beyond Wayne Dyer, there's someone beyond Wayne Dyer. It's Archangel Metatron. He's saying, good afternoon, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Metatron, who have come before you with an empowering message that is infused with divine love. I ask that you put aside all your human cares. Let go of the sadness, the fear, the anger, the anxiety, and allow the light to come in, the light of your soul. allow myself and the angels, Barbara Grace in D.C., to lift you upon wings of love, and let this love fill you. Be at peace with everything that comes your way. Remain hopeful in your heart. Within the arms of love, you are safe, beloveds, and you are so dearly loved, and always walk the path of love, centered in love, which is your unique purpose and your reason for being alive, and know in your heart that I am with you, I am always with you, and we are one, for you will always be my beloveds. I am Archangel Metatron. So that was really beautiful, and Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward and saying, good afternoon, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Gabriel. I am considered to be one of God's special messengers. On many occasions, I have come to Earth to deliver messages to certain people. If you are maybe questioning your life purpose or your destiny, please call upon me. And then listen to the whispers of your heart as you are given guidance from above. Beloveds, I have been sent by God to speak with you and bring you this good news. God has heard your prayers, and they are being answered. He shines His light upon each of you. He really does. He shines it like the sky that rises, the sun that rises in the sky, beloveds. He has sent me to assist you in any area of your life where there may be blockages, as well as remembering your divine soul mission. I am accompanied by a divine team of archangels, and we are here to co-create the answers to your dreams. Collectively, we will bring hope, faith, wisdom, illumination, healing, forgiveness, justice, love, truth, integrity, cosmic consciousness, success, and abundance. So please, you know, as a supreme messenger of God, know that I will assist you in so many ways, and I will give you the strength and the courage to overcome the fears that you are holding on to, as well as procrastinating. There are so many ways in which I can help, and if you need motivation or inspiration, just say my name, and I will be right by your side. I love you. And enjoy. He's enjoying the show too, Barbara. So we have quite an audience today. And Joan is streaming it in heaven, of course. So those are my messages right now.
Okay. Well, let's see what's coming to me for right now. Beloved ones, we encourage you to take a deep breath. We realize that in the physical world, many of you are experiencing the winter chill, is what we will call it. And that this has you feeling some insecurities because you feel like you have no control. You can't do what you desire to do because the weather is not cooperating. And we want you to know that this is actually an opportunity for you to look within yourself, to understand your deeper purpose, your deeper meaning. So spend some time in the quiet, reflecting on what's important to you. We encourage you to make a list of 10 things that are most important in your life. And then, as you read the list over, place your hand on your heart and look in a mirror into your own eyes and ask yourself, is this really important? Many of you will find that the things that you have put on the list are not actually important to you. They're not important to your life, to your soul, to your journey. And when you make changes to that list, you are bringing yourself back into alignment with the love that is you. So utilize this time when you can't go out and play, to go within and gain deeper understanding and to make the changes that are important in your life. Everything in your life is about choices. Everything in your life is about choices. Everything in your life is about choices. And it's time for you to look at the choices that you are making. We are here with you now. Call on us. We love you. Okay, that was the message.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was a beautiful, beautiful message.
Okay, so we've come to the part of the show where people can ask questions. So, if you have a question, give us a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I also have the chat room open, so if you are signed in or logged in to Blog Talk, you can type a question in the chat room, and we will see it. Okay, we are going to go to our first caller now from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you, ladies? It's Kat. How are you doing today?
Hello, Kat. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Same here. As you both were speaking, I was like, you're my happiness squad. From now on, I'm going to call you the happiness squad.
Oh, how cute. We'll accept that. That sounds great. Wonderful, Kat.
Yeah. Awesome.
So what's going on?
Work is on my mind. I have this guy, Joseph, I remember. You gave me the thumbs up. He's good. So I think that's coming along. I'm just trying to figure out how to pin it together. Should I tell him, you know, let's collaborate on this one thing together? Should I have him kind of bring it up from his end? Any kind of information around that you could give me, I really appreciate it.
Well, Ginger likes the word collaborate. She gave you a pause up. I'm getting, you know, this is going to be exciting right now in regard to your career, okay? And you are creating, you know, what you are desiring, Kat. You are finally creating it. It's absolutely beautiful. So saying, you know, collaboration is a good idea, okay? And she's showing me that, you know, money is going to come your way. You are working with others. There's going to be opportunities. It's going to be really, really nice.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, so what was the other question that you had asked?
I'm trying to see, like, because there's all types of different projects we could work together on. So I was wondering if it's the one that starts with this, with the letter C that I'm finishing up now, or if it should be one that he has more input on.
C, Ginger gave you another pause up with the one with the C. She said, go for that. That's a great one. There's a lot of opportunities there. And he's saying, you know what, you're in a great cycle of your life anyway. You're in a cycle that's filled with so much, you know, amazing, beautiful opportunities, Kat. So just, you know, take advantage of this time. And you're going to get the freedom that you're wanting as well.
Oh.
So it's really, really beautiful.
Yay.
And she's saying, you know what, just ask your divine team to show you, you know, everything that's happening, the whole complete picture, okay? And when you do, you're going to have the knowledge that's needed to go forward. And she's saying, don't be afraid, Kat, because Archangel Michael is with you, and he's going to help you to have the strength that you need to go forward on that path and to be, you know, be the real, true Kat, because you have amazing abilities, Kat. Okay, and she's showing me that she and Joan are just sweeping away the obstacles so you can go forward on that path freely and without any difficulty. And they're saying, you know, those difficulties that you saw, they're a thing of the past. Don't worry about it, okay? So that's what Joan and Ginger are showing me. And I'm also seeing, okay, there's a woman coming forward. Okay. Someone around your parents, that really, you know, really loved your family. And she's saying, Kat, you have so many beautiful talents and abilities, you know, from your grandmother.
Oh, wow.
And those in spirit are watching over you. She's saying she's become one of your guides, and she's helping you to go forward. So whenever you're, you know, like you're praying and wondering about, you know, what comes next, she's right there with you, Kat. Okay?
I see her birthday everywhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's letting you know that you can accomplish anything, anything that you put your, you know, your mind to and you put your heart in. And she's saying there's so many opportunities coming for you.
Oh. Well, thank God.
So she's showing me money coming, resources. You're going to have the clarity that is needed, okay? You will have the clarity. And she wants you to know that, you know, those up in heaven, they're gathering around to help you, Kat. And I'm getting, like, amazing new beginnings are coming your way. And Ginger's saying, Kat, you're sort of becoming the authentic version of Kat. You really are. And she's saying, you know what, the old story that you used to tell about yourself, throw it away and write a new one. Write an amazing new story about you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's saying they're all so excited up in heaven. And Joan, they're sitting there, and they're waiting to have this amazing party up there, you know, to just celebrate all the accomplishments that you have, hon.
Oh.
It's really, really beautiful. So I feel confident in everything that you're saying, Kat. You've got to make sure that you stay optimistic and know that your dreams are coming true. Okay? And I am getting miracles, so just keep going. You might need to have, like, a little bit more patience, but things are definitely, you know, they're turning in your favor, okay? And heaven is, you know, working its magic as well. So visualize what you are wanting and feel it in your heart and just, you know, just start saying thank you, because everything that you're wanting is coming, Kat. It's absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And we have, interesting, look who's here. It's Archangel Raziel. And Archangel Raziel is going to help you as well, Kat, with your beautiful, amazing talents, your spiritual gifts. And he's helping, you know, to spiritually help you to get into alignment as well. Okay, so I just feel like, you know, everything is absolutely amazing. And you do have so many beautiful spiritual gifts, Kat. And I don't know if you know, what his name means, but Archangel Raziel, his name means Secrets of God.
Wow.
And I know that you like yoga. I mean, you've shown me so many pictures. And he's sort of like the angel that likes yoga. He's like a yoga guru, you know. And he's saying, Kat, I'm here with you. I'm going to help you to master the secrets of your spiritual growth. And, you know, and to use the law of attraction, you know, to develop your abilities. And one of the abilities would be, you know, to be clairvoyant. And you've and help to support you, but you just have to, you know, just invite him in, Kat, okay? So he's going to help you to align your mind, your body, and your soul. And I just feel like once you get like that all together, like there's not going to be any stopping you, Kat. You're just, you're doing an amazing job.
Aww.
So it's just really, really beautiful. Be very proud of yourself for what you're doing. And Ginger saying, Kat, you know that you're a healer. You have amazing healing abilities, you know. And you could, you know, you could heal the situation. If there's anything that you feel is out of alignment, you have the ability to heal it as well. You know, and to heal yourself and to help heal others. So I don't know if you've been doing anything with your healing abilities, hon.
I've been trying to help, a few people. I have been trying.
Well, when you just send, you know, you send that pure love from your heart to theirs, you know, it's the intention. It's all about intention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Ginger's saying, you know what, Kat, just remember how amazingly magnificent you are, okay?
Oh, thank you.
And just allow that to really resonate deep within you, she's saying. And we're, you know, we know the real Kat. We can't wait till others get to know you like we know you, Kat.
Oh.
keep going forward, and I just feel like your journey is going to be absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Okay, and Ginger's showing me pennies from heaven, so lots of pennies from heaven, Kat. That's what I have. Barbara, God bless, Kat.
God bless you, Ginger, Joan, and all the angels. Thank you. God, thanks.
Okay, Kat, what I keep hearing is one word. They're saying it over and over and over and over, and that word is trust. You have all of these wonderful, amazing abilities, but you don't trust. You don't trust yourself. You don't trust that it's going to work. You don't trust. So you're going to get a message now from Divine Mother, and in that message is the energy of trust. So just listen and be open to what is flowing. Okay, here she is. For so many years, you have doubted yourself, even though there's always been a part of you that knows that you are so much more than you were ever taught. And we want you to open up now to that part of you that knows that you are more. We're opening you up to trust. We're filling you with the energy of trust, with the knowing of trust, with the freedom of trust, with the healing of trust, with the life-changingness of trust. And we are filling every cell of your body and every cell of everybody who is listening with trust. When you are in the energy of trust, you no longer doubt. You no longer fear. You no longer expect negative consequences. You no longer worry. The energy of trust brings you into a state of peace, brings you into a state of knowing that you can do it. Knowing that you are supported in everything that you do. Knowing that you can let go. You can let go of anything that doesn't fit, that doesn't work, that just doesn't feel right. You can just let go. And you trust. You trust in knowing that God is on your side. That God is always on your side. And that God is working with you to create what is for your highest good. And that God loves you. Totally and completely loves you. And never wants you to have to experience anything that is not for your highest good. Trust. Trust is the backbone of every life. The more you trust, the better your life becomes. So you are now trusting. Stay in that trust. Doubts come up, you can simply say, "Dear Renee, I trust," and let the doubt go. Your life is going to be moving forward very quickly now. You are coming into this beautiful time of energies that will allow you to create more than you ever imagined. Just trust. Trust and go with the flow. That's all you need to do. It's very simple. Keep it simple. Trust. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Wow. Yeah, it's powerful. And it's so funny. I was watching an episode of a show last night, and it was called Just Let Go.
Yeah.
Well,
good. You're getting your messages.
Yeah. Wow. All you ladies are just simply amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Kay. You are too, though. You've got to realize that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow.
Stay in touch with us. Let us know how everything is going. We can't wait to hear. It's going to be absolutely awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Happiness Squad, beautiful Earth Angels. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kat. And stay in touch with us.
Thank you, I will. Much love to both of you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, DC. We are done.
Wow, that was a short one.
Really?
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know. It's still people. I know the energy is a little crazy right now, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, and Mercury retrograde is here until the 20th. And people just seem like really confused. It's like a thick fog over everyone. It's kind of crazy. So I hope they just...
It will dissipate.
Yeah, and just, you know what, just concentrate on revisiting issues. All the REs, you know, review and, of course, rest. And maybe think about rewriting your story. That's always a good one. But this isn't a time to make any, like, major decisions if you don't have to. If you can wait till after the 20th, it would be probably better. And just, Ginger's saying, just rest a little bit, guys. You don't have to worry about things. Just rest and, you know, focus on you a little bit. She's saying it doesn't hurt to check in with yourself once in a while. It really, it's a good thing, you know. And I believe that, Barbara.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and if there's things that you're holding on to that don't serve you, surrender them. Why are you holding on to them? You'll be amazed how good you feel when you surrender things that no longer serve you. And I truly believe that, too. I think that's really awesome. And Ginger wants to remind everyone that, you know, we're not alone. There is always help. You know, just call out to the angels, call into our show, and know that, you know, each of you are beautiful, unique beings. And just be you. That's, you know, that's the best that you can do. And, you know, your presence, your love, your support, they really do go a long way. And, you know, don't be afraid to share a little bit of yourself with others. By being you, you have the ability to change the world, you know. And that's what Ginger had to say, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Ginger.
Yes, she missed you, so she was so happy to connect, Barbara.
Me too.
Oh, goodness, yes. Well, what a beautiful show. I hope everyone has a beautiful day as well, and don't forget to use just positive words. If you find yourself, you know, thinking negatively or saying something negatively, stop and immediately, you know, cancel that thought and think of something positive. And it will brighten your day. I hope you have a beautiful day, Barbara. And I can't wait to connect again on Thursday. And, yeah, well, no, today's Thursday.
Sunday.
So
today's
Sunday,
Thursday.
Yes, the week flew by. It's too scary.
Okay, well, I can't wait either. And we send love to all of you. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back on Sunday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.